The 2010 Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act requires employee health care plans to cover preventative services. These include mammograms, prenatal care, and cervical cancer screenings. But it also mandates free FDA-approved contraceptive methods, sterilization procedures, and emergency contraceptive drugs. This is the problem for Belmont Abbey, a Catholic college in Gaston County, according to attorney Lori Windham.
I think what's important to remember about this mandate is it forces Belmont Abbey to pay for these coverages. If people want to go out and obtain these medication or these things on their own, then that's their business. But we are simply saying that the monks of Belmont Abbey should not be forced to pay for medications that are against their religious beliefs.
Windham is with the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, a nonprofit law firm in Washington, D.C. that represents the school. The lawsuit in the U.S. District Court in Washington asked the court to exempt Belmont Abbey from having to comply with this rule. Otherwise, the school faces fines of $1,400 per employee. Belmont Abbey doesn't qualify for the health care law's religious exemption because it is more than a religious school. It is also a liberal arts college. The issue has the attention of the National Women's Law Center. The group's Judy Waxman says Belmont Abbey is like any other employer.
The college administration is certainly free to follow their own conscience and to follow their own moral compass. They just can't impose it on other people.
The mandate takes effect next August. For WFAE News, I'm Tanner Latham in Charlotte.